Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
These are acts of domestic terror.
There were times overnight when Washington was in chaos.
Chaos on the streets. We've seen looting. We've seen extreme violence this morning.
Our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists.
Chaos here in downtown Minneapolis.
Violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa.
This will descend into riots, chaos.
There's no order right now in the streets.
A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents.
And this will spread across America, there is no doubt. This chaos will be a contagion.
For now, it's hard to see how order can return.
Vowing that the chaos will continue.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists.
These are acts of domestic terror.
America and our friends and allies join with all those who want peace and security in the world.
To stop the violence and restore security and safety in America.
I was thinking about what it meant for America to be under attack. It was an amazing thought. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. And no one will keep that light from shining.
A beam of light shining at One World Trade Center. No, not the annual tribute in light. This.
A new world order can emerge. A new era.
I am your president of law and order.
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice.
I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property.
Freer from the threat of terror.
I want the organizers of this terror,
our war on terror,
to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail.
Stronger in the pursuit of justice and more secure in the quest for peace.
One law and order.
A world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle.
And that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law.
An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
America is founded upon the rule of law.
Peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
It is the foundation of our prosperity, our freedom, and our very way of life.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead.
You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Mr. President, are you prepared to use the military against U.S. citizens?
Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
100%, we will succeed.
And we stand together to win the war against terrorism.